All I can say is that I apologize in advance.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to poop, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it.
Hello?
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 Let me speak to Def Jeff.
Who's calling?
I present
to you musty,
the rap stylings
I wanna talk to Def Jeff.
Of Shaquille O'Neal.
I want Shaq to be braggatocious all the way.
From the album Shaq Diesel.
Once again, it's time to get braggatocious. The tall human being, and that's right, Shaqatocious. Check out my lyrical slam slam. Watch me flip, slam, flap. My Greek back to click clack. I biggity bitch to bam bam. Talk me sleeping on my skills. Magic made me meals and my bills. Now I should move to Beverly Hills. Now I'm joking.
Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God, welcome. I'm sorry. Welcome. Here's the reason I wanted to start off with some Shaq today. I went to the gas station, as I do sometimes. I had to actually buy envelopes. Well, I was at the gas station, so obviously they're envelopes at that point, right? They don't sell envelopes for your aunt. They sell envelopes for your aunt. And, you know you're scum when you're buying envelopes at the gas station. I don't know how I knew they would have them. I don't know why they have them. I mean, I guess they sold some to me. One box. That seemed like it had been there. You know, there's a box in the front that seemed like it had been there longer than the one behind it. And it seems like maybe people were just coming by and stealing one envelope at a time. It was half full, you know. But the way I see it, if I worked at 7-Eleven and a guy walks in looking shifty, steals one envelope and walks out, I'd be like, oh, fuck that. What am I going to do? I'm not going to get knifed for an envelope. It's not even, you know, the long ones. They're like the short ones, the shit ones. So I go in there, and then every time I go in a gas station, nothing pleases me more on a road trip than sort of perusing the gas station. What's going on in here? What do these guys have? And I found something brand new today. This is called Soda Shaq. And you see Shaquille O'Neal's dumb-looking fucking head on there. And it says it's all natural. A big can for a big man. Now, it turns out this is from the company that brings us Arizona iced tea. You may know this is the iced tea that came in cans, large cans. And it was popular 10 years ago and now is, I think, exclusively drank out of huge jugs by hillbillies. You know, I think the hallmark of a hillbilly is that they don't understand that you can drink a liquid that doesn't have flavor. You know, it's always got to be a Mountain Dew or an iced tea. I don't trust people, too, who drink a lot of iced tea. I always feel like those are the first people who are going to tell me, you drink a lot of coffee. You're drinking fucking iced tea all day. What do you think that is? It's the same thing. So anyway, you know, a lot of things I don't trust coming together. There's a lot of trust that needed to be built between myself and Shaquille O'Neal. I did buy this to try on the show. You know, 23.5 ounces. I don't think I'm going to get through that. But just so that we know, so that was a rap CD, which I owned. As a young man, I owned Shaq Diesel. That had a couple spins. And then I sold it to a used CD store that had it on their shelf until the day they died. I think I made $2 off it. Worth every penny to me, worth none pennies to them, obviously. We had this great CD store, CD Warehouse, which their plan was, I think, if they didn't have it already, they bought it. Which meant they ended up with a bunch of shit CDs that everywhere else was too smart to take. And then they would try and sell a used CD for $12. Figuring if we make 10 sales today, we'll be fine. But they did not. So, they closed and my copy of Shaq Diesel disappeared after, you know, a year and a half or whatever. But that was not the only time that I got screwed over by Shaq. When else, you might ask? How many times could one be screwed over? Many of you may have remembered the movie Kazam. I did not see Kazam. This is where Shaq plays a genie. Okay? I didn't see that because I didn't need to. I did not need to see a movie where there was a genie, let alone one played by Shaq. And probably a kid with all his dreams coming true, I suppose. You know, it's like there was a whole time with these movies where it was basically kids' dreams coming true. And how, so Kazam, 1996. Let's look at, I'm just going to throw this on here. This is Shaq's intro in Kazam, is what we've got here. Hopefully there aren't too many N-words. Okay, there's an explosion. Shaq is going to emerge from a giant magical boombox. There's wind, there's a bunch of papers blowing around. Tough kids are obviously attacking a kid, but now they're being blown. The one kid looks like he's wearing the blanket from a grandma's couch as a shirt. It's like a loosely sewed together blanket, crocheted. Who dare to wake me? And here he is. Oh, he's rhyming. He keeps rhyming. Someone tried to hit him with a baseball bat. That seemed like a good idea. A guy just emerges magically and you're going to hit him with a bat. Then another kid tries to hit him with a rag. Disturbs my Z's. Another kid just ran away. They're all taking... What is this music? This jungle music.
If you want to be number one, I'm sorry, boy. That's been done.
But if yeah.
you got the itches for a sack of riches, don't matter how avaricious, I'm the man that could grant your wishes.
I don't... Does he rhyme the whole movie? Because he's rhyming this whole time.
Don't turn your butt on me. I'm the man of the ages. Straight out the pages. Hang on. I'm contagious. Outrageous.
Fill your faces with my cum.
I am Kazam.
I'm really happy for you.
And he runs away. So Shaq is just shouting for like 3 hours. That's pretty great. I just saw when I searched for this, Siskel and Ebert review Kazam. I didn't know that that was a thing. Is this real? See what they say? I mean, why would they even watch this is what I want
to
know. Now we're seeing the same thing again.
Ain't gonna make this a mystery. Okay.
How far ahead?
Shaquille O'Neal
there
plays
go.
A rapping genie who comes to the aid of a boy who needs a father figure in Kazam, a picture that wastes the comic talent, geniality, and charisma of the giant basketball star.
Okay, first of all, waste the comic talent and geniality. Geniality, that's pretty hilarious. Coming from Gene Siskel, who's fucking dead for a reason. This is why.
First of all, listing all the things that go wrong in this film, the little boy that the genie is supposed to help is an obnoxious bratty type played by a very showbiz child movie actor, Francis Capra.
Welcome to the no 90s, Gene.
Make it 3 wishes.
Wouldn't it be great? I hope that Ebert fucking loves this movie.
I'm gonna kick your butt.
Come on, loser.
No way I'm losing this race.
Shaq is racing
Next
the kid
problem,
on BMX
the
bikes.
Genie. He simply isn't very magical. His special effects seem cheesy.
Yeah, their animation. All the, it's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit as he transforms his bike into like a super gold bike that helps him win this bike race he's having.
Take a breath, kid. You're going to need it for this. Woo! Don't get all hysterical.
Jesus Christ. He's flying around on a gold lowrider bike.
It's dreadfully boring. It involves the kid trying to reunite his parents, including an absent father who is a thief. But most of the dialogue between the kid and the genie is tiresome, in your face, who can be more insulting humor?
So, until I'm
he's eating a Butterfinger and holding a Pepsi.
I
and he turned around and wedged in his ass cheeks is a Reese's.
Technically.
Now he's eating the Butterfinger and fingering the Reese's.
What's the pointy shoes?
Lose the pointy shoes.
I think the story would have been improved considerably if, let's say, Shaq had been cast as a real-life basketball star who becomes a de facto genie as he befriends a kid after a basketball game.
I like how, very much is this what this guy did? Some wishes. He's like, you know what would be a better movie is if this was a completely different movie. No fucking shit.
Shaq needs a coach for his movie projects as well as his free throws. It's a bad movie.
Well, I thought he was better, and I thought Blue Chips was better.
It is.
I didn't think he was better in this, though. I agree with you about Kazam. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Why
it's a waste
in the world
time.
Did they think that any kids, and this is obviously a kid movie, would care about a plot where the father is a thief who's trying to pirate stolen musical tapes?
Right.
what kid can identify with that?
So apparently the plot is his father is trying to pirate stolen musical tapes. And I can see it hits home for Shaq. That's why he could put his heart and soul into this one.
I got a news for you. Tapes and discs, the other big... these are boring props to have in action pictures.
They sure. And here's another thing that bothered me. In this entire movie,
there is
never the thought that the movie would have existed if they hadn't had Shaquille O'Neal. Right. It's like they hired him and they said, oh, he's tall, bald, and black. Let's make him a genie.
I like it. I never knew Ebert was such a racist. He's tall, bald, and black. Let's make him a genie. That's all it takes. We just need one tall, bald, black, and we've got a genie movie.
They never thought, do we have the right role for him? Can we do anything other than plug him into totally predictable assembly line cliches taken right off the
show? Now, here's a test, though, because he is a very likable, charming
guy.
Sure
he is, yeah.
I would say to this.
He's a tall,
him,
bald, black man who could kill me.
If they hand you a script, ask yourself, would you pay to go see it? Would Shaquille O'Neal, is this a story you'd be interested in? Because I think what happened here was they said, kids will like this. Well,
yeah,
kids will go for this. That isn't the way to make a good movie.
No, and they won't.
Okay. So anyway, that's Shaquille O'Neal's first foray into film, I think. But we also had another one, and this was a big disappointment. Steel, where he played a sort of Superman character. He's basically a guy who dresses up in a knight's armor, but modern, you know, so these guys are going to shoot some guns at him. This is a great scene. Like in RoboCop, they do this kind of shit, you know, the guy shoots 50 bullets at him and they just bounce off, and then they're like, let's just keep shooting a couple more minutes, see what happens. Black guy comes out from behind a car and looks at it like, no. Now Shaq is waving his finger like,
enough of this stuff. Let's get a body.
Now they're going to drive towards him and hit him with their car. So again, if I was shooting, you know, I don't know, a boulder and the bullets bounced off, I'd say, all right, fuck it. Let's just drive straight into it as hard as we can. Makes a lot of sense. These gangs are always good, too, in these 90s movies because it's like vaguely Hispanic guys. You know, and there's one bald guy, one guy with a bandana tied around his head, and then there's like a, you know, a guy with a beard. They have to make him look just different enough. He shot a gun at them that stopped their car, and the guys came flying through the windshield. So that's his movie career, basically. Now, there was one other product that also disappointed me, and that was a little something called Shaq Fu. Shaq Fu was a game, a video game, where you played as Shaquille O'Neal and fought other people. You know, it was like your Street Fighters, your Mortal Kombat, except you would, you were Shaq. The characters were tiny, like teeny tiny. You couldn't even hardly see them against giant backgrounds, so it looked ridiculous. And you basically played a bald black man in basketball shorts. You were Shaq. I mean, you were actually Shaq. You weren't a Shaq-like character. His special moves involved throwing basketballs and things like that, you know, to daze his opponents. Let's see if we can get some of the sound of Shaq Fu. Now, this is not the sound of the era. You know what I mean? This is not what we should be hearing in this era. This is very bad. I mean, this is like very low quality. This is Sega Genesis era. So you can pick from one of a huge stable of 7 fighters, including Shaq. a mummy, the Crypt Keeper, some woman. So he's going to fight the Crypt Keeper here. He's in his basketball outfit. You know. And the Crypt Keeper's in like a rag. And they just extremely slowly kick and punch each other. And there's a really nice picture in the upper left, you know, it shows your character's face, and Shaq just looks like, yeah, I mean, this is pretty much what I expected. I don't know if there's a story to Shaq Fu. You know what I mean? Is there some kind of story here that tells us what's going on? Let's see. Oh, here we go. Wikipedia. Storyline. Shaq Fu. In the game storyline, Shaquille O'Neal wanders into a kung fu dojo while heading to a charity basketball game in Tokyo, Japan. That sounds pretty likely. After speaking with a kung fu master, he stumbles into another dimension where he must rescue a young boy named Nezu from the evil mummy Set-Ra. That sounds pretty good. That sounds like a pretty good way to play. I mean, that's a good story. He falls into a dimension where he must rescue a young boy, which explains why he's fist fighting a mummy. Yeah, and it's got the it's got the cover art here, which is just him in a black t-shirt doing a, they were like, I don't know, man, just do a karate pose, and he just did whatever he thought, having never done karate, what karate may look like. So these are the products I've been exposed to thanks to Shaquille O'Neal. So without further ado, let's see what Soda Shaq Orange Cream Soda. White lid with a gold pull tab. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, it looks like urine. It tastes watery. It's bad. And his face looking at me just makes it worse. He looks like he had a facelift, his eyes, you know, to pull back to just make him look crazy, which was a success. I would say it was a huge success. Well, Shaq, you did it again. You fucked me again. Even in the 90s, I can't escape getting fucked by goddamn Shaquille O'Neal. I should know better, but I can't help myself. You know what? You better listen to the news. I'm dynamite. And I write with a slow burning fuse. I'm the lord of the underground dunk funk. Treat me like a big crisscross. You better jump, punk. Cause I'm a hammer like Ali. I'm hot like. So while we're on this topic of advertisement, we need to talk about a few things here. I'm having a real problem with ads, and let me explain to you why. There are big problems. Every YouTube ad has video has an ad on it. And as someone who's posted a couple videos, any person can put an ad on their YouTube video. And I think you must have to get hundreds of thousands of views to see any money from that, and it's got to be nothing. So, but here's the big problem I have with the YouTube ads. Okay, as the poster of the video, you know, I post some video, and it's just me saying, Shaq's a faggot. And then Dove Lotion has an ad before that. Do you really think that they want to be associated with that? While you're waiting to hear some stupid bastard use hate speech against a basketball player who's faded, I don't even know if he fucking plays basketball anymore. Here's a lotion recommendation. Right? Who does that make sense for? It does not make sense for the person watching the video. Furthermore, I don't think it makes sense for Dove, and it doesn't make sense for me. I mean, what could they possibly advertise before my show? You know? I don't know. I don't know if there's a product that really... It's like, well, this product is clan hoods or something. I don't know. Something about to do with taking shits, I guess. P.S. Now that we're on the topic of shits and pisses and stuff, they need to stop making urinals out of porcelain because it's too hard and it reflects the pee right back onto your hands. It just bounces right off it. There's nothing harder and slicker than porcelain. They need to somehow rubberize or something so that it dampens the force, or they need to make the part you pee in, you know, not just wide open spaces, as the Dixie Chicks would say. Is that the Dixie Chicks? Who cares? The point is, Shaquille O'Neal peeing on his hands, shooting that fire hose, reflecting it right back on his big black hands. And the point is, you should not put a YouTube ad on your video, and I will tell you why. If you pay to have your ads on YouTube, you don't get to pick which videos they go before. And I guarantee you that YouTube doesn't give a fuck. Because I watched a video of a fat kid falling through a frozen lake, and what was the ad before it? It was like dryer sheets. But those have nothing to do with each other. I wouldn't assume that I'm doing laundry. Oh yeah, I just watch videos of fat kids falling through the ice while I'm doing my fucking laundry. Good call. Fucking idiots. Also, as the poster of the video, I don't get to choose what goes before it. I don't get to say, you might not want to advertise, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis saying this yogurt helps you take a dump. Because then when I call Shaquille O'Neal a faggot, what are you going to say to that? What, you know, how does that look for anyone? Nobody wins. Third, nobody's buying that. I want you to think how many times you've seen a YouTube ad, clicked on it on purpose, and ended up buying something. How many times has that happened? The answer is zero. We all know it's zero, right? Okay. So this brings me to my newest thing. My grandma. We all know my grandma passed away a couple months ago. The details are sketchy on her passing. I think it was one of those things where there was a large earthquake and she fell in the big crack that went down the center of the road, as we all know happens in earthquakes. She was an older woman. She had a hard time escaping. I've not seen the body. Everyone tells you when your grandma dies, make sure you see the body, because you don't know that she's dead until you see that fucking corpse and get it tested. I have a sample of her DNA. I'm ready to get it tested. However, I have not managed to do so yet. I did not get a sample from the corpse. That's the problem. So she died. In the last week or so, many, many times on Facebook, we all see these ads, right? Where it'll say, so-and-so likes Amazon.com. That just comes up in your feed, and you're like, well, yeah. Who doesn't? Everyone likes fucking Amazon.com, right? I mean, if I said, do you like Amazon? And you said, not really. I'd say, are we talking about the river? Because I hate that, too. I'm pretty sure that that's a horrible place. I bet there are a lot of books about guys who went down it solo in one fashion or another and then really found themselves, but also almost died of snake bite. Why do you really, as a man, you really have to find yourself by going way too far, in Pete's opinion. You basically have to kill yourself, almost. It's like, well, I need to swim the furthest distance ever, and after I did that, everything was kind of cool. You know, everything was fine. I don't know if that's a good way to go about life. To basically put yourself through the worst thing in order to make other things that suck not so bad. I mean, yes, dental pain-wise, I think I've hit my ceiling. You know, I think I would pass out if anything worse happened to me dental-wise. So when I go, and they're like, you need to get a filling, I'm like, fuck it, let's do it now. And they say, last time I went, they said, you have a very slight cavity. I don't know. I don't know if we need to use the anesthetic. I'm like, I'm sure I'll be fucking fine. Go for it, man. And he just went for it, and it was fine. So, you know, you go through the worst dental, and you get everything else is not so bad. But I don't think it's worth it. It's the one sort of benefit that you have. But that would be like saying, I don't know, sometimes sex is uncomfortable for me. So maybe I'll just go get gang raped, and then after that, it'll seem great in comparison, you know? I don't think that's going to work out for anybody. No one's going to be happy about that situation. So here's the thing. So, you know, these ads come up. So-and-so like this, so-and-so like that. About a week ago, things start coming up that my grandma liked. What do these include? You know, there are a couple different ones. One is called Legit Accessories. This is a purveyor of LED lights. I don't think my grandma knew what an LED light was. I can't imagine what she would use one for, why she would have one, or where she would come across one. Here's another one. Margaret Monahan likes Truth, Our Vision of Utopia, which seems to be just crazy sayings and things put on posters, a company that did not exist until after she had passed away. This webpage started in July. They joined Facebook on July 4th. My grandma died December 31st. So explain that. She also liked InStyle Melbourne. That's like InStyle magazine for Australia. Now, as far as I know, she didn't like InStyle America. So to think that she liked InStyle Australia, fairly asinine. The worst one, which I've seen at least twice now, I think three times, is Big Wave Radio. This is a radio station that she supposedly liked. So here's what I did. I sent a Facebook message to Big Wave Radio and said, "Hey, I don't know if you're aware, but this keeps coming up in my feed." Now here's what I said. I said, "I'm not offended. She's dead. Not a big thing. All grandmas die. Most grandmas don't die, you know, in a double penetration scene, but these things happen. However, I think you should know that for your money, you're not getting what you should. You are getting, you know, you want me to see your ad and say, 'Hey, look what this thing this guy's got. This is pretty awesome.' Instead, I'm saying, 'What the fuck is going on with this? Is my dead grandma's corpse?'" Here's the response I got from Big Wave Radio. "Dear Mr. Peter Dirk, thank you for your concern and bringing this to our attention. Your feedback is important to us." That's the biggest line in the world, by the way. If someone says, "Your feedback is important to us," that means, "I wish you hadn't brought this up. I wouldn't have to do this fucking email." Your feedback is important to us. And let's stop that feedback now. So what else do they say? "Unfortunately, we do not control which users' profiles Facebook uses for its sponsored stories advertisements, so there's nothing we can do on our end to not have her show up in your newsfeed again. I recommend you visit the memorializing account section under the Facebook Help Center. I've included a link there as well as that explains sponsored stories. I thank you for sharing your concerns and hope this helps resolve your problem. Regards, Blake Swanson, Station Manager, Big Wave Radio." Huge idiot name, Blake Swanson. That's like the name of a duck in a cartoon. "I'm Blake Swanson." Wah. So here's how I took that. I again messaged them and said, "I understand." I'm going to read you verbatim what I said. "I totally understand. I just think Facebook marketing does not function well and want people paying for it to know what they're getting for their dollar. I'm not offended. I just want you all to know what you're getting." No response. So, I looked into this Big Wave Radio. What is Big Wave Radio, you may ask? So glad you asked. Let's find out. Let me love you, show you how special you are. I wanna be your baby. You'll always be my baby. Yeah, that's hot, huh? You know what I'm really glad about, though, is that a radio station is brave enough to play Rihanna. That's pretty rare. However, in looking into this, I discovered that they have a U.S. toll-free number. 1-GET-A-PEN. 1-855-365-WAVE. I thought, why not give them a call? Give them a request. Let's ask them, "Hey, you know, you're fucking my grandma's corpse for some, you know, dollars, or Facebook is, I don't know. You don't seem real interested, though, in addressing the issue. So, maybe my grandma did like your station. Maybe we should just see what they say. So let's give them a call. How's that sound? Calling here. Hope someone picks up.
Hey, you've reached Big Red Radio. We can't take your call right now, but leave your name, the city you're calling from, along with your shout-out, music request, or dedication. And if we like it, we'll just play it for you. Remember, you can listen live 24/7 online at BigWaveRadio.com.
Hey, Big Wave. I just wanted to call because I'm a huge fan. Huge fan. I had never heard of your radio station before, but it was recommended to me by the ghost of my grandma. Now, I know that's going to sound crazy, but hear me out. When I discovered your radio station, it was on Facebook, and it said that my grandmother liked your station. I thought this was very unlikely, as she had passed away some months ago. It was a very sad occasion. I don't know if you've heard much about this, but there's a group of Jewish rebels who catch up to old Nazis and sometimes lynch them secretly. Normally, this is a heroic story, but when it's your grandma, it takes on a dark tone. Anyway, apparently she liked your station after her death, so I wanted to call in and put in a big request for her. I did see that right now what's playing is Rihanna and Chris Brown. That's going to be a problem. She does not like non-whites. If you have any song by Pure Whites, if you could look into the background, I think she'd appreciate that. Also, you know, just give a shout out to the Big Cane. That's what we called her because she carried a big cane. And it had a little, actually, it was really cute. She had this cane and it was collapsible. She was always forgetting it places, you know, but you could tell it was hers because it had kind of a stamp on the bottom in the shape of a swastika. So when it rained, she'd leave these little lady footprints and then little tiny swastika prints going down the sidewalk. I loved her very much and miss her. And I'm so proud that she's continued giving to my life by liking your page on Facebook after her death and showing me that there's something else out there. There's a radio station that's got the guts to play Rihanna, to play Chris Brown, to play them singing together, and not about how he beat the shit out of her. Can I say shit? Is this the radio? Is this internet? I don't understand. I'm not big into technology, but you get my drift, right? So this goes out to my grandma, Large Marge, if you're out there in the ether. I hope your skeleton is looking as good as your body did when it still had heaving breasts and full, luscious thighs. May your heaven be as beautiful and single-raced as the earth. May you enjoy all the pleasures of heaven, whether they be booze or sex or gross sex. I give those to you. Oh, they hung up on me. That's as, you can only leave a 3 minute and 18 second message there for Big Wave. Well, you know what, though? I think that that'll give them something to think about, right? Some big waves to discuss. We'll have to try calling again at a different hour. See if they pick up. I don't know if they ever pick up. I did see, also, I tried to find phone numbers for some of these other things. There is one for a Melbourne showroom of In Style Melbourne. I have no fucking idea when Australia is open. I also don't know if I know how to dial Australia. But let's see. +61. So just 613-9427-9055. Let's see what happens. Does this turn into a number?
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Son of a bitch. How do you dial plus? Zero? That has plus below it. Let's try that. Zero. Fucking stupid idiot. 9427-9055. Let's see what that says. Damn it.
Your call cannot be completed as the...
Does anyone know how to dial outside of Wendy's? Because that's all I know. That's all that lives in my heart. In style, Melbourne. Let's see. Can I just type that in here? How to dial plus international something? How to call abroad. How to call abroad. Well, you have a couple beers, get brave. Calling from the USA to Australia. Is that really one thing? That's fucking huge. Okay. So you have to dial 011, that's the U.S. exit code, 61, and then the phone number, 9 digits, but 4 is the first digit nationwide. So I guess 4, and then I call 613. There must be somebody listening to this fucking losing their mind right now, like, you are so stupid. It's probably going to cost me $40. I've never seen this many numbers in my life. Well, it's taking longer to decide that I'm wrong. It's thinking about it. It's calling. A call is being made of sorts.
Your international call cannot
Damn
be
it.
Completed as dialed.
I wish at least it would say, Oi! It's boomerang right back, or something like that. I don't know what they say in Australia when you fuck up. All right, I'm going to skip the four. I'm skipping the four. I'm going to try one last time. 613-9427. Why can't you just type in Australia and then the number? This is the year we live in. Is that the busy signal? That's the busy signal as I understand it. Damn it. Okay, well, I guess I can't. Someone let me know. Email me or something how to call Australia, please. That would be a big help. Fucking assholes. Well, hopefully Big Wave Radio enjoys that shout out. Casey Kasem style. We'll probably do some more of those, but if you feel like calling Big Wave, giving them a shout out for Marge. It's 1-855-365-WAVE. They're playing Bruno Mars right now. Again, I don't know where you would get that. Where you could find that on your own, I don't know. We had some listener email. Let's see. Here's one. Let's see. I started this episode on my commute, and you sounded so in need of cheer. So I wanted to share what I sent my husband yesterday to let him know of our evening plans. So this is a listener listening to our show, sent me this audio.
Brown stain on the bed. We made these nice white sheets look extra.
So that was very kind. That was me talking about shitting the bed and her explaining why that was fun. I got some fan mail as well. I'll read it here. Dear Helpful Snowman, so I'm listening to episode 100, and you talked about why you podcast. I think I said it was for the babes, but I do not really remember. I really liked hearing that, so I wanted to tell you why I listen. One, I am so tired at the end of the day and cannot possibly talk to another person. I find your podcast restorative because I get to listen to funny and entertaining conversation. I'm fucking this up, but I'm drunk, you guys. This is not the written part. But I don't have to participate at all, ever. Not even a polite laugh or an interested smile. I just get to sit there. Yeah, I know how that feels. Doesn't that feel good sometimes when you can talk to someone, but you don't have to talk? They just talk. Is that why people are listening to this? You just kind of need that. You need to get away from everyone because they're so shitty. Two, I was sick with Vesuvius a few weekends ago, and I also watched The New Girl for the first time while ill. Why? I'm not sure. But right after that, I listened to your episode on being sick, and you were also sucked into the vortex of The New Girl. It wasn't enjoyable. Why did we watch? But now I'm less alone in my oddness. Yeah, I think that show has a strange pull. I think that the show has confused everybody. It has confused everyone into saying, I don't think this is a good show, but on the other hand, I'm not sure that it's a bad show. I mean, no one's watching it because it's terrible. You know, it's not like watching the old Incredible Hulk. No one's watching it because it's good. It's not like watching some show that's good. I don't even know, Seinfeld. But I think we're all just watching it, waiting for the episode that confirms. Does this show suck? Is this fucking terrible? Do I want to kiss Zooey Deschanel? Or do I want to back over her with my car? I can't decide. I cannot figure it out. It depends on the day. Depends on her of the day. It's all confused. Three, Real Dolls. You bring us the hard-hitting news that we can't get anywhere else. Boy, do I. About sex dolls. If anyone wants to donate a sex doll to the show so we can really get the answers, let's not do that. Actually, let's skip it. That would not. I just was saying that, looking across from where I was talking to this microphone at a closet, imagining a sex doll just sprawled in there, looking like its arm is broken, you know, and it's not dressed in a bra like apparently they're supposed to be. Thinking that would just be one more object that I abused. And, you know, that's why I can't have nice things. I mean, that's the disturbing idea to me. I don't know. It's bothersome to me. I don't worry that I would fall in love with it, you know. I'm not really capable of human-to-human love, so the odds of me falling in love with a sex doll seem pretty slim. Four, I have an itty-bitty crush on Alex Laff. Well, that's nice. You know, I don't know where that fucker is. He hasn't been on this show in years. Five, I thought I wasn't into podcasts, but that may have been because I was trying to use them to make my commute time, quote, productive. Practice a language, learn budgeting. I love your podcast because it doesn't enrich me at all. I've always said that. Yeah, you're not going to get anything out of this. You're not going to, you know, this is not Dan Carlin's hardcore history. That's for fucking sure. This is not MuggleCast where we learn about the world of Harry Potter. This is not How Stuff Works where they say, hey, we're going to learn how a bicycle works. It's going to be great. Fuck you. I want to learn how a bicycle works. I'll type in, how does a bicycle work? Not put in headphones. I better be jamming to Quiet Riot. And that's it. Six, piss and shit are always funny. That's true. Well, that we can agree upon. That is a fan letter that I can agree with, and it says, thanks for not being enriching. That is a very sweet fan letter. Probably the best one we've ever gotten. So I don't know. Beat that, other fans, if you exist. Send any fan letter you like. I'll read it. I'll read anything you send me on the air, by the way. You can tell me a horrible story. Oh, God. You can tell me why I'm a piece of shit. I'll read that. I will not shy away. This is your chance to just type crazy crap and hear it read by a terrible voice. Did you ever think you'd be so lucky to live in such a world where that could happen, that someone could turn your words into this? Oh, man. Also, from that same fan, I did get a good answer. I don't think we discussed this already. Regarding why, when I stayed in the hotel with my mom, the shower head was pointed in odd directions. I'm told that this is a result of people shaving their legs in the shower. So that means while we were staying in the same hotel, we were thinking that maybe my mom was going to have sex. Is that what was going on? Was my mom on Craigslist casual encounters? I do like when I'm in a strange city browsing Craigslist casual encounters. I highly recommend it, especially if there's a weird convention or something in town. Then it's extra fun. But it's always good. You got to weed out the prostitutes, but the regular ones are really great. You know, it's almost sad, but not. Because you're like, well, I've embraced that I suck, and I just want to have sex, and I'm pretty much willing to do anything. Also, you must be 420 friendly. Everyone around here is like, you must be 420 friendly, you know? Hey, listen, I'll go over to a complete stranger's house and fuck them, but weed, not appropriate. Nobody should be doing that. I cannot imagine that that's going to end well for anyone. You know, who's that uptight? I mean, Jesus Christ, what? Oh, excuse me, I don't know why I'm so full of gases in my mouth. It's very gross. I wish it wasn't this way, but here we are. Ugh. Man, I don't know if I can... Ugh. All right, I'm back. Got just a few more minutes, huh? Fill up this show. I was at Target the other night. I had a really bad Target Wendy's run. This should normally be an ideal night for Pete. Get off of work, and I say, I got to get some stuff at Target. Then I'm going to go to Wendy's. I'm going to eat most of the Wendy's in the car on the way home, depending on this one stoplight that's fairly long. And then get home, sit on the couch until I work up the energy to move to the bed. So I do this, go to Target. Now it's perfect because I got there maybe at 9:30 and they close at 10. Down to the wire, but not such that I was rushed, but such that I was leaving, it was probably 10 till. Get in the line behind these people who spent $1,158 on Target and had a baby with them. And the guy ran out and pulled the car up so they could put all their Target in the van. They're driving a minivan. They looked like they were about 12. Each of them 12 years old, and they got some kind of driver's license by combining their ages so that they said, well, that's 24. Good enough. What do you spend $1,158 in one sitting, in one Target? How is that even possible? I don't know what I would do with $1,158 at Target. I don't know if I could possibly... I could furnish my entire apartment with that much. Nicer than it is now. That goes without saying, but nevertheless, it's been said now. Nicer than it is now. I mean, when you have a baby, I guess you got to get stuff, right? You got to get all the stuff you have, but baby, chair, table, crayons. They make crayons for babies. They're fatter, which makes no sense. A baby's hand is small, so they get a bigger crayon. Idiots. I don't think science is very good. Very weak, this science. Anyway, it took fucking forever. But here's why I was cool with it. There was one lady working at Target. Every store I go to regularly, King Super's, Target, I have an enemy. And here's usually what makes the enemy. Too involved in my shopping experience. You know, my King Super's enemy, whenever I'm trying to self-scan, is always trying to scan the things for me. And I want to look up and be like, bitch, I'm in the self-scan. I'm doing your job, and I'm doing it damn good. It's this machine. For some reason, whenever I scan kale, it does not recognize that food. And I put it on there, and it's like, the assistant has been sent to help you. I don't know what they're going to help me with. I punched in the number it said for Kale. I put it on the scale. It said, this is Kale on the scale. Take your fingernail and shove it in your eye. Because this lady can't bail. You out of trouble. She's going to fail. Because she's a snail. Every fucking time I put it in there, and then it's like, boop, the attendant has been notified to assist you. And she comes over and she says, what is that? Did you put in there? And I said, that would be kale. That leafy green. She looks at it. And despite having gone through this half a dozen times, this still does not recognize kale. Lettucey. Green. Thick. I would say it's fairly stiff. I don't know if I could pick kale out of a lineup of like lettuces, but if I saw a bag and I saw some green shit in it, I'd say, good enough. Good enough. She's got to investigate. Then she'll say, is this the organic? And I say, I don't know, because your store is set up so that the organic is right on top of the non-organic. Okay? That's a trick. You're tricking me into buying the organic. Shouldn't you just have the organic? By the way, it's fucking kale. What's in it that's not organic? I don't even know. I don't know. What are you putting on it? Because if there's a wax coating, I would just like to know what I'm eating. I mean, I eat a candle every day, so it's not a big deal for me. I'm getting drunk. Good God, eat a candle every day. Fuck this show. Anyway, so I'm at the Target. They check out the $1,158. Angrily, I'm writing that on a notepad so I can talk about it on a microphone. Like, the one thing that keeps my life going when something terrible happens, like you're waiting in that long of a line, is you're like, well, I'm going to talk about these fuckers on a microphone while they're driving their minivan. So there. Take that, happy wedded couple with children. Now whose life is full of notes on a notepad? Ah. So I, the other consolation, though, is I'm thinking, all right, this is my enemy. My target enemy is the middle-aged woman with short black hair, and she's wearing that wrist brace because she's typing too much into her Target computer. She's also wearing those prickly thumb rubber things, those thumb condoms that I guess secretaries wear to separate pages. Which, I mean, do people need these? That seems like a needless accessory, especially at Target. What is she using that for at Target? To get out the plastic bags? They have nice plastic bags at Target. God forbid she ever end up at fucking Sears. She'd be screwed. She'd never separate another bag in her life. Those things are total bullshit. Menards. Kohl's? She would die. She would die. She'd have no thumb. I don't know if she would have no thumb left or no bags separated. She'd just have one. She would just have to hand you a stack of bags that could not be separated by the human hand. You know, why don't they add one tacky piece to these bags so they could be separated? Would that really kill the bag? I think it'd be fine. So she's got that on each thumb. You know, she's the Target warrior. And here's why she's my enemy. You go through the line. I do my card while she's scanning the items. I'm a Target experience shopper. My card is in there ready to go when she's halfway through. I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here. Can I put your items inside this other item? Abso-fucking-lutely you can. Whatever gets me out of here fastest, lady. I want to burn down that thumb condom on you. You get the maximum use out of that. That's what's important here. So, why she's my enemy, besides the obvious that I hate her and wish she would pass away, is because she's the one who's real stringent about the Target card. Would you like to apply for a Target card and save 20% today? Well, let me do some math. I bought 3 pens and a small notepad and an onion. I'm crazy like that. I'll buy a Target onion. You're wondering who's buying the Target onions? Me, one time, till I learned my lesson. Thing is softer than a goddamn Nerf ball. just as tasty, equally tasty. I'm not going to say less because that would be a lie. Always got to be selling. So 20%. So I'm like, I would save almost a full cent on that purchase. That might be a buy. And then I say, oh, wait, no. I'm not a complete fucking idiot who wants to get a credit card for Target. I'll pass. Nice try. Then she always does this. Here's your extra long receipt informing you that you have the opportunity to take a survey. You would be the dumbest piece of shit in the world not to take this survey, because if you win survey, you'll get $4 billion in Target. Plus a bikini top of your choice from the mismatched bikini tops and bottoms. Even though I can't imagine anyone that I would date of my age actually wearing a bikini in any situation. And also, what the hell? You know, we'll take down the poster of the lady in the sports bra, frame it, and you can put it up in your house. It'll look fucking insane. So fill out that survey. This lady, every fucking time, I don't know if they have a button that says print survey or what. Every time I go there, I get this. So you know what? I thought this time I was going to get out of it. I thought, fuck it. It's like 5 till by the time you check out $1,158 worth of shit to a couple of dopes. There's no way she's going to say, do you want the Target card? Do you want to have sex with me? Do you want me to double bag your items because the Target bags are your favorite bag? You'd do anything for a Target bag? I thought she would be all business, and she was not. She continued on, asked the same fucking questions. I was blown away. Do you want a Target card? I said, absolutely not. I went that far this time. Instead of saying, oh, no, thank you. You know, my normal thing at the GameStop, they say, do you want to get this? And I say, no. Do you want a platinum membership? No. I see it would save you a lot, and I have to say no. And eventually I just say, look, I know you got to pitch it, but the answer is no. It's just no. And they usually say, okay. That's what I have to do to my enemy at Target. But this time I said, absolutely not. I mean, I don't know. I guess I was so sure that I was not going to have to hear that, that when I did, I just said, well, the gloves are off now, aren't they? She gave me the survey. I rolled it into a tight roll and shoved it in my pee hole. And said, well, that's probably going to get infected. And it was 100% worth it. If I shoot this out of my pee hole in the next 24 hours, you've got a chance to win a phone call from me letting you know that I probably avoided a urinary tract infection. Then I went to Wendy's for my normal. I've cut down. I'm down to 2 double stacks, a junior bacon cheeseburger, small fry, small frosty for later. So I'm driving home. You know, I have the first double stack is usually gone before I'm completely out of the parking lot because you have to drive around the entire Wendy's. Second double stack gets me to the stoplight. Third, junior bacon cheeseburger, takes me the rest of the way home and the fries. Maybe I'll eat in the house like a man, not an animal. However, discovered I only had 2 burgers in the bag and was incensed. Thought about going back and then said, I can't. How can I go back and say, hey, I ate these 2 Wendy's burgers plus fries since I just left here about 90 seconds ago and couldn't help but notice you didn't include the 3rd burger in here. I need at least 5 patties of meat in order to be satisfied. I said, maybe you could go home and eat a salad. And I said, maybe you could go fuck yourself and went straight to bed with no salad for punishing myself. So there, take that, Wendy's. So that was my good night, ruined by my own pathos, probably. All right. So that was a lot. We did. I feel like we got a lot done today. And we did a fan mail. We called a thing and told them that my grandma was a Nazi. Oh, my God. Why did we do that? We learned about Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball player that we all know and love. We really did it today. Thanks to everyone for sticking with me. I appreciate that. On a degree that's difficult to imagine. I hope that you all continue to enjoy this show. I'll try to get a little less drunk, maybe. That's not a promise. But stay with it. Things are going to get real great. Oh, also, I wanted to say, if you want to be a guest on this show, just let me know. Send me an email. Say we'd love to be on the show. We've gone too long without any guests, and it's time to get some other voices in here to discuss Wendy's with me. All right. Have a good night.
There was rats, there was monster. Didn't matter cause it felt so good. And I'll still be here if you change your mind. But I can see the feeling in your eyes. Don't wanna hear it cause I know it well. I said it all before to someone else. Baby,